Ike Skelton served 17 terms in Congress from Missouri's 4th District, many of them as powerful chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. He died of pneumonia last week at age 81. Skelton championed a strong American military and the defense appropriations that made it possible. It was fitting his funeral service was held at Wentworth Military Academy and College. Skelton's Second Baptist Church pastor, Everett Hannon Jr., led the service.
Isaac Ike Newton Skelton IV was a warrior. He may not have been in a foxhole or dropped a bomb from the B-12 aircraft, but he made a way out of no way for many soldiers. Our warrior fought through his sons.
Skelton's youth years polio kept him from actual military service. Two of his sons chose military careers. He became a strong advocate of military readiness, benefits, and training. A conservative to moderate Democrat, Skelton secured nearby Whiteman Air Force Base as the home of the new, at the time, B-2 bomber. He pressed to expand Fort Leonard Wood, which was also in his district. Longtime political colleague, Kansas City Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver, gave the eulogy and remembered Skelton as trusted and civil. Cleaver didn't dwell on politics, but speaking of fellow members of Congress.
Each morning, Ike was picked up in his suburban home by his dear friend and mine, Joanne Emerson, a Republican. I mention her political pedigree because Ike and Joanne never fell prey to the tribal politics that has contributed to the darkness and discordance that is today's Washington.
Skelton's brand of conservatism wasn't enough to reelect him in 2010, and the seat was won by Tea Party-backed Republican Vicky Hartzler. But in an earlier time, Skelton's name was so well known in his district, his political yard signs read only one word, Ike. He had a common touch that people remembered. They remembered it by signs in store windows along Main Street of the county seat town of Lexington. He was praised for patriotism, loyalty, and service. On the street, 14-year resident Byron Nicodemus had this to say.
I don't think no matter which party or anything, he was well respected by both sides, and he just remained a true Lextonian through it all.
The graveside service was only for family. But townspeople knew when it was done. A soundless B-2 bomber appeared in a flyover, just a dark wedge in the sky, and then the roar heard when it was minutes past. I'm Dan Verbeck, KCUR News.